Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is hypocrisy of Democrats, establishment Republicans, and the mainstream liberal media. Do you want someone who has said awful things, or do you want someone who has done awful things? Most recently released a recorded talk video happening 11 years ago with a mainstream NBC News interviewer, and Donald Trump was deliberately exposed to the public in order to discredit him as a presidential candidate and sway voters. Unfortunately for Mr. Trump, he was unaware of stating these comments on a hot microphone. Yes, his comments were lewd, sexually unchaste comments about attractive women. I am not justifying his comments. However, I would challenge and question any man who has not stated or thought lustful comments regarding beautiful, sexy women. Mr. Trump has humbly apologized for these comments. The present Democrats are noisily squawking, asserting that Donald Trump is a disparager and degrader of women. Even establishment Republicans threaten his candidacy. How disingenuous and dishonest of them. Well, let's briefly discuss a previous Democratic president who occupied this esteemed office for 8 years. This president not only was impeached because he lied under oath, he exercised the power of his presidency to sexually use and mistreat a 21-year-old federal government intern. That man was Bill Clinton, 1992 to 2000. Democrats and mainstream media did nothing. No defaming, vilifying comments concerning this tawdry man in the White House. But these hypocritical Democrats quickly declared that President Clinton had a privilege to his own personal time. What a bunch of hooey. Nonsense. He was the President of the United States, and taxpayers paid him to do an honorable duty for the country. The establishment Republicans are just as hypocritical. At that time period, a certain Republican representative had to decline the Speaker of the House position for similar acts. Larry Flint of Hustler magazine threatened to release an uncompromising video of this Republican if he didn't decline the speakership. Establishment Republicans knew about this liaison but continued to laud him as a great candidate. There have been numerous others just as Democrats. The elite media is Hillary Clinton. What's at stake November 8th? Just about everything. The Supreme Court hangs in the balance. Liberal executive power could be stretched to new limits. The federal government could raise spending, hike taxes, expand entitlements, increase thousands of immigrants, extend Obamacare, and strengthen bias regulations. Those are Hillary Clinton's goals, and she will destroy our country. Trump is Trump. Do you want someone who has said awful things, or do you want someone who has done awful things? Ask yourself why the Democrats and establishment Republicans fear Trump. They are fearful of change. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.